This is something the House probably doesn't want you to know. The Senate has this power too. The respective houses of Congress have what is known as inherent contempt authority. That means if they are conducting an investigation and issue a subpoena or request someone's presence, and that person doesn't want to show up, you know, doesn't cite privileges or seek relief in the courts from the subpoena, or otherwise lawfully object or to show up and assert their Fifth Amendment privilege, which is their God-given right as referenced in the Constitution, they can, under this inherent contempt authority, send the respective sergeant of arms, in this case it would be the sergeant of arms for the House, go get the witness and haul him in and detain him until he's ready to testify. Now, that used to be the way it was done up until, I don't think it's been done since the 30s. So it's really now dormant, right? That power, it hasn't been exercised. And obviously he can be prosecuted, right? Someone who's in contempt of Congress can be prosecuted under federal law, which may be good, but it's not going to get you the testimony. And it may not vindicate the Congress's desire to get the information as they're able to do under their constitutional powers. So as I said, they don't want you to know this because they would have you think that, oh, well, Hunter didn't show up and there's nothing we can do, especially because of the Biden Justice Department. There is something they can do. I don't know if it requires a rule change. But it's easily done if the majority wants to, in my view. They can find him in contempt and get the sergeant of arms to haul him in and make him testify. Otherwise, he sits in the detention facility in the U.S. Capitol. Now, do I know there's a detention facility in the U.S. Capitol? No, but I'm sure they can find someplace if there isn't. But I suspect there is, right? So this is another tool of Congress that they have to ensure compliance with congressional subpoenas that they just don't want to enforce or use because it gets sticky. They don't want to have to arrest people and detain people. Now, you may be concerned that Congress has that authority. Well, if you don't like it, you'll have to change the Constitution. And it was used repeatedly in the first part of our nation's history, up until, as I said, of the 1930s. It was most recently threatened against the Nixon administration. I think Sam Ervin, one of the Watergate investigators on the Hill, used to threaten it every other day to recalcitrant witnesses in Nixon's orbit. So this is another option. And if they want the testimony of Hunter Biden, there are other ways to get it as opposed to just waiting around for a court either to enforce the subpoena through civil means or for the federal government to prosecute him, which obviously doesn't get you the testimony.